Hello and welcome to the Toras Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian, and today we will be studying Shmuel Bey's Perek Zion. We finished Perek Vav when David had just brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. So the next natural progression after this is to find a permanent place for the Aron, namely the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Perek Zion is David's request to build the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Vayihi ki yashav hamelech beveiso, v'Hashem heniach lo misaviv mikol oyvecha. It was when the king was sitting in his house, dwelling in his house, Hashem had given him peace from all of his enemies surrounding him. Pasuk Beis, vayomer hamelech el Nasan hanavi. The king said to Nasan, Re'ei na, anochi yoshev beveis arazim. See here, I am sitting in the house of cedars, v'aron ha'elokim yoshev betocha yiri'ah. And the aron of Hashem is sitting in a house of in middle of curtains. As a result of there being no imminent threat from other nations, David comes to the conclusion that it is the appropriate time to build the Beis HaMikdash. He says, the Aron does not have a permanent place. I'm sitting in a house. We need a permanent house for the Beis HaMikdash. One of the conditions for building the Beis HaMikdash is peace from your enemies. And therefore, this Lashon of Hashem Heniach Lo Misaviv Mikol Oyvav is certainly an echo of the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis, in the middle of Pasuk Yud. The Pasuk tells us, V'hiniach lachem mikol oyvecha misaviv, v'yashavtem betach. B'nai Yisrael will ultimately be secure from its enemies, after which point Hashem will choose a place for you to bring karbanos. Here, David HaMelech is assuming and is coming to the conclusion that now is the appropriate time because there is no imminent threat from his enemies. Building the Beis HaMikdash is one of the three mitzvos that were given to the Jewish people upon entry into the land. The first mitzvah was appointing a king, the second one was Mechias Amalek, and the third one was the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The first mitzvah of appointing a king had been done, albeit it was done a little bit prematurely by the people. The second mitzvah, was Mechias Amalek, which had been done partially by Shaul, and now David thinks it's the time to build the Beis HaMikdash, which is the third command of Bnei Yisrael once they enter the land. Now we are introduced to Nasan HaNavi in Pasuk Beis, who along with Shmuel HaNavi and Gad HaNavi wrote Sefer Shmuel, and Nasan HaNavi is the Navi during David's reign. It's interesting that David doesn't directly request to build the Beis HaMikdash. He merely hints to it. He says, look, I'm sitting in a permanent house and the Aron is not sitting in a permanent house. And of course, Nasan understands what David is intimating. And he agrees with David. The conditions seem to have been met. However, although logically their conclusion makes sense, Hashem did not agree and comes to Nasan that night, Vayihi b'layla hahu, in Pasuk Dalid, in a Nevuah, to tell David that he in fact cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. As the Navi Yeshaya tells us in Perek Nun Hei, Lo machshavosai machshavoseichem. My thoughts, Hashem's thoughts, are not the thoughts of mortal man, even mortal men, as great as David HaMelech and Nasan HaNavi. Hashem tells Nasan HaNavi in this Nevuah that David indeed cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, quoting the Medrash, points out that Hashem came to Nasan that night, Balaila, because had Nasan waited, David as a Zariz and as a man of action would take steps to hire workers and artisans and get the ball rolling immediately. Therefore, you need to tell David HaMelech now, don't wait till the morning, that he cannot move ahead with his plans. Pasuk Hey. This is the Nevuah that Hashem gave to Nasan to give over to David. Lech ve'amarta el avdi el David. Go tell my servant David. Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem. Ha'ata tevneli bayis lishifti. Do you think that you're going to build a house for me to dwell in? Your request is premature. On another level, Hashem is saying, although you will not be physically building it and the structure will not be complete in your lifetime, the Beis HaMikdash will indeed be attributed to you. It will be as if you have built the Beis HaMikdash. Hata tivneh bayis lishmi. You will indeed build that Beis HaMikdash. Because of the preparation that you have done, because of your sincere desire to do so, therefore the Beis HaMikdash will be attributed to you. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that one who has every intention of performing a mitzvah, but he is prevented from doing so, it is considered as if he has done that mitzvah. Note how Hashem uses the term Eved as referring to David, a term reserved for only a select few. David should realize that Hashem's rejection of his idea of building the Beis HaMikdash is not due to his deficiencies in any way in regard to his service of Hashem. He is an Eved Hashem. The Nevuah to Nathan continues and says that even though there has been no Beis HaMikdash as of yet, Hashem's Shechina still resides within Bnei Yisrael. Now, there's no specific reason that is actually spelled out here in Shmuel Beis about why David cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. There are reasons that are extrapolated according to some commentaries, whether it has to do with complete peace or it has to do with the Davidic dynasty continuing into the second generation, that there had to be a son of David to build the Beis HaMikdash so that the Davidic dynasty can be solidified. But there's no specific reason that is delineated. But in Divrei Hayam, in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Ches, David speaks to Shlomo about why David himself cannot build the Beis HaMikdash and tells him what the message is that Hashem conveyed to him. Pasuk Ches, David says to Shlomo, Dam lo rov shafachta o milchamos gedolos asisa lo tivne bayis lishmi ki damim rabim shafachta arza lefanai. Because you have spilled a lot of blood and you are a man of war, you cannot build a house for my name because of all the blood that you have spilled. Because David was involved in warfare and spilled blood, according to the Radak, actually, there may have been innocent casualties of war. But because the Beis HaMikdash is a place of peace, David, who was involved with war, despite the wars being fought al pi Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash could not be built in his time by David directly. The Medrash assures us, however, that our opinion of David should not be lowered in any way, because Hashem tells David in this Medrash that the blood that he has spilled in wars were like sacrifices to Hashem, because the wars were fought in order to eradicate the enemies of Israel and by extension, Hashem's enemies. Despite all of this, and despite the fact that David fought these wars al pi Hashem, nevertheless, there was a cause and effect to his involvement in war. It's not that he was punished and therefore he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. It was just an effect of the fact that he was involved in warfare, and the two cannot coincide. Building of the Beis HaMikdash, that's almost like a chemical reaction. You cannot have the Beis HaMikdash be built by somebody who spilled blood. Actually, the Das Sofrim, interestingly, suggests that perhaps this was a way to teach Am Yisrael that entering into any war should never be taken lightly. Hashem continues to tell David through Nathan that he is chosen to be the leader over all of Am Yisrael. Pasuk Ches, a really beautiful, beautiful pasuk. Va'ata ko tamar la'avdi la'David, again the usage of the word Eved, so should you say to my servant David, ko mar Hashem tzevako, so said Hashem, ani lekachticha min hanave me'achar hatzon, I have taken you from the sheep pen, li'os nagid alami al Yisrael, to be a leader for my nation, for Yisrael. Hashem has elevated David from the status of shepherd to the status of king. And Pasuk Tes, Ve'ehaye imcha b'chol asher halachta, Ve'achrisa es kol oivecha mipanecha, I was with you in every area that you walked, and I cut off your enemies from before you. Ve'asisi lecha shem gadol k'shem hagadolim asher ba'aretz, and I've made your name great like the great ones amongst the land. Rashi on this pasuk says that David is referred to, or will be referred to, as Magen David. His name appears during the Birchos HaTorah, very, very front and center, similar to the invoking the name of our Avos, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Ve'elokei Yaakov during Shmona Esrei. David is part of that elite group of Avos. Those Gedolim that is referred to in this Pasuk is referring to Avraham, to Yitzchok, and to Yaakov, who were the Avos of Am Yisrael. David, similarly, is the patriarch of Jewish royalty. The next part of Nathan's Nevuah, Hashem informs David that although his bias, Hashem's bias, will not be built by David, Hashem will build the bias of David, base David. He is promised by Hashem that the Davidic dynasty will continue from generation to generation. So the focus shifts from the house of Hashem to the house of David. Pesukim Yud Beis through Tes Zion is Hashem promising David that while he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash, his son, who is not yet born, namely Shlomo, will build the Beis HaMikdash. the middle of Pasuk Yud Beis, V'hakimosi es zaracha acharecha, asher yetze mimeecha, v'hakinosi es mamlachto. I will elevate your offspring that come after you, that come from your loins, and I will establish his kingdom. Hu yivne bayis lishmi, he will build a house for my name, v'chonanti es kisei mamlachto ad olam. And I will firmly establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And Pasuk Yudalid continues with the special relationship that Hashem will have with this son, with Shlomo. Pasuk Yudalid, ani ayelok la'av, hu yeli levein. I will be to him like a father, and he will be to me like a son. And when he sins, I will chastise him. So within this nevuah, Hashem is promising David that his kingdom will endure and it will continue. It's interesting that Hashem's promise to David about the continuity of his kingdom comes only after David voices his wish to build the Beis HaMikdash. We haven't seen this into this degree until this point. It seems to be that his expression of his desire is what sealed the deal, so to speak. We also see that although rejected by Hashem, he is not criticized for his request to build the Beis HaMikdash. He is in fact lauded and seems to be rewarded for his desire to build it. Additionally, we see this intrinsic connection between the Davidic dynasty and the Beis HaMikdash. David's reaction to Hashem telling him that he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash does not seem to be one of disappointment, but rather he goes to the Aron and says a tefillah to Hashem. It wasn't just that he was told that he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. He was given all these promises that his progeny will be king, that his son will build the Beis HaMikdash, that there will be a dynasty, that the dynasty will never move from his family line. So David goes to the Aron and he says a tefillah to Hashem. And he begins by his statement of wonder that he has even gotten to this point to begin with. Pasuk Yud Ches, typical David style with his humility. Vayavo melech David vayeshev lefnei Hashem vayomer mi anochi Hashem Elokim umi beisi ki haveosani ad halom. Who am I? Who is my family that you have brought me to this point? He continues by praising Hashem, by praising Bnei Yisrael. He alludes to Bnei Yisrael being the Am HaNivchar. Pasuk Chaf Gimel is the famous pasuk that rolls off of everybody's tongues. It was first uttered by David HaMelech and describes the intrinsic connection between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, and it describes the uniqueness of Am Yisrael amongst all of the nations. Umi ka'amcha ki Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz, who is like your nation, like Yisrael, one nation in the land. Asher halchu Elokim lifdos lo la'am, v'lasum lo shem, v'lasos lachem ha'gadulo v'na'ra'os la'artzecha, mipnei amcha asher padisa lacham Yitzrayim, goyim ve'elohav. Hashem, who is like this nation, this very nation that Hashem attended to by redeeming Bnei Yisrael, by making them into a great name, by doing all of these wonders, by redeeming them from Mitzrayim. The statement of the uniqueness of Bnei Yisrael and the kesher between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael ties into David's complete understanding that his position of king and his success was directly connected to the welfare of Am Yisrael. Remember in Parakeh when the pasuk tells us Vayeda David v'chinas nisa mamlachto ba'avor amo Yisrael, David understood that his kingdom was established for the sake of Bnei Yisrael. David then asks Hashem to keep his promise to maintain the Davidic dynasty. Pasuk Chaf Ches. Hashem Elokim, Atahu Elokim, Udvarecha Yehiyu Emes. Hashem, you are our God, and your words should be true. V'atadaber al avdecha satov hazos, you have spoken this to your servant. This parallels directly with Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis 132, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Nishma Hashem leDavid, Emes lo yashuv mimena, mipri bitnecha, ashis lechise lach. Hashem has sworn to David, it is a truth that he will never move from. What is that truth? That the fruit of your loins, that means your children, I will place upon your throne. This is a promise that the offspring of David will continue in the royal line. David here in our perek is requesting of Hashem that promise be kept. Not that he doesn't believe that God will keep his promise, but that promise that there is a promise that although the dynasty will never be transferred to another family, it is possible that if people are not worthy, there can be a pause in that link, As we see today, we have no kings. So David is praying that Am Yisrael are able to hold on to the institution of Melucha, which is an institution that in its ideal state is a model of Or LaGoyim, a light unto nations, and facilitates the awareness of God in the world. David ends his tefillah that his blessings on, that Hashem's blessings on Beis David should continue forever. Now in this perek, we have a number of recurring words. We have the word bayis or base, referring to the house of Hashem, or referring to the Davidic house. And it is mentioned 15 times within our perek. Yes, I did count it. Intimating the permanence of the house of David. The perek opens with David dwelling in his house and ends with the blessing of the royal house of David. It also speaks about the house of Hashem, that the house of Hashem will endure. The Beis HaMikdash, what it represents, will endure. We also have the word olam or ad olam, forever, recurring 8 times within this perek, referring to the permanence and the everlasting nature of Am Yisrael, as well as the Davidic line. And we have the Lashon of Eved 10 times within this perek. Clearly, the theme of this perek is the emuna in the permanence of Am Yisrael, the permanence of Mamleches Beis David that will ultimately lead to Mashiach because of David, who is regarded as Eved Hashem. He wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem told him he could not build the Beis HaMikdash. However, we know that the Beis HaMikdash was in the end attributed to David HaMelech. As we say in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. This was a song for the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, but it is sung in the name of David HaMelech. He could not build the Beis HaMikdash, yet the entire structure is dedicated to him. Thank you for learning today. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka, Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.